heavily redacted. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. But a newly unsealed affidavit does offer more information about the search of former President Trump's Florida estate, part of a probe into improper removal and storage of classified information. The affidavit was used by the FBI to get a search warrant.
In the court filing, the FBI says 14 of 15 boxes removed from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year contained classified records and top secret documents. The affidavit also notes the Justice Department wrote in a letter to Trump's attorneys in June that Mar-a-Lago was not authorized to store classified information. The FBI says the criminal investigation began as a result of a referral from the National Archives and Records Administration.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The affidavit cites dozens of classified documents found in boxes that had already been turned over to the National Archives from Trump's home, including 25 marked top secret, 67 marked confidential. Trump has claimed the documents had been declassified. President Biden with a skeptical reaction to a reporter's question about that.
Well, I just want to know, I've declassified everything in the world. I'm president. I can do it all. Come on. I'm not going to comment on it because I don't know the detail. I don't even want to know. I'll let the Justice Department take care of it.
He's heading to Delaware for the weekend, also telling reporters the economy is looking good. The president noting a positive report on inflation showing consumer prices rising slightly less in July compared to June's year-over-year increase. But Fed Chief Jay Powell says taming inflation will take some time.
Powell also says there will be some pain to households and the labor market will soften as the Fed fights inflation. He says labor markets are particularly strong but out of balance.
Fox's Jenny Cosola, the talk of pain and suggestion of possible job loss rattling the markets. The Dow's down 821 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Hundreds of millions of dollars stolen from pandemic relief funds are returned to the government.
$286 million. That's the amount the Secret Service returned to the Small Business Administration after a recent recovery of money stolen through fake identities and accounts applying for COVID loans.
It is probably one of the largest, financial crime investigations we've ever taken on.
That's National Pandemic Fraud Recovery Coordinator Roy Dodson. Dodson says the Secret Service worked with the SBA, as well as other government agencies and Green Dot Bank, which reported to the agency some 15,000 suspected accounts connected to the fraud.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Investigators say many domestic and international fraudsters may be involved. The SBA's Inspector General says to date, there have been hundreds of indictments and convictions and more than $1 billion in seizures. Moderna is suing Pfizer and its partner BioNTech over COVID vaccines, claiming patent infringement. Pfizer pledging to vigorously defend against the allegations. Europe's heat waves are impacting wine production in France.
The harvest that once started in mid-September is now happening earlier than ever in mid-August. Yields may be 15 to 20% lower in the broader region, mostly due to smaller grapes and the fact that some were burned by the sun in specific areas. As warmer winters cause grapevines to produce early buds, French wine merchants worry that the frost will disrupt the growing season more often. Violent hailstorms can destroy a year of work in a few minutes. Experts in the industry fear some smaller producers may not withstand the changes. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, the Dow down more than 800 points an hour to the close. The Nasdaq's down more than 400. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.